Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Home Health and Hospice at Pella Regional Health Center, Erica Marvelli, joins us on today's program to talk about the respite care service they now provide. Well, Erica, we're here today to talk about something called respite care as it relates to Hospice at Pella. What is respite care and what are the services provided here in Pella?
So for hospice patients, we have a respite care that is provided as a hospice benefit, which is for caregiver breakdown. What we're actually looking at here is we have a beautiful facility here at the Comfort House, and we have 6 beds, and we are looking to offer some community respite to those members of our community that need that respite care, but are maybe not under hospice services. So we are doing respite care for hospice, but we are also opening it up as a community respite care. What this is for people out in the community that are taking care of a loved one, and they are tired, they have a vacation or a out-of-town trip coming up, and they're not sure if they should leave their loved one at home alone. Respite care in the Comfort House would provide them an opportunity to bring their loved one here and make sure they're taken care of for a few days. We do offer that service kind of based on what our census here is at the Comfort House for hospice patients. But it's definitely something we want to open up to the community.
Well, and why is that so important? Because we think about hospice, obviously, that's so often associated with the end of life, and usually that care at that point is done. Respite still sounds like that there's a medical challenge that person they're taking care of is dealing with. Why is it so important for that person to have that mental break or to have that opportunity to step away even for a day or a week?
For anybody who's out there that's taking care of a family member, it is taxing. If you've got someone that has physical needs, emotional needs, that just requires someone to be there 24 hours a day, and maybe they're dealing with their own health issues or their own work schedules, and it's taxing and it's tiring, and we see caregivers break down frequently, and we need to remember those caregivers. Not only remember patients, but we need to remember those caregivers and make sure that they're taken care of also. And so that's what this respite care allows, is for them to just know that their family member is being taken care of, but they can take a few days to get things done that they need to get done.
Well, and you say it's taxing. It can especially be the case with family and especially with that closeness that people have. And even respite care might be a stressful scenario. How do you try to make that transition easy, you know, even for just a couple of days being away?
You know, we try to make this just the easiest process. First of all, just to start out, for anybody who's out there wondering if their family member would qualify for respite, all it takes is a phone call from them to talk to us about it and to kind of go over their situation. From there, all we do is arrange transportation here to the Comfort House. Patients need to bring their own medications, their own toiletries, their own clothing, and then we'll provide the meals, the assistance with dressing, maybe getting into the shower, walking into the bathroom. And that family member can know that there is someone here at the Comfort House 24 hours a day to provide a watchful eye over their loved one. And they can call in at any time, they can stop by at any time to visit, but they don't have to be here taking care of them.
And the other side of it would be probably financial stress. Is this covered? Is this something that is a service that would fall under insurance, or how would this work?
Respite care in the community is actually a private pay service. It is not covered by Medicare or Medicaid, so it truly is private pay. I do encourage people, though, to reach out to their long-term care insurance companies, because there are some instances where long-term care insurance might consider reimbursing for the respite care.
And I'm assuming that Pella Regional is willing to work with people and make sure that you're providing that community health benefit as you would just at the hospital, as you would for hospice patients. So there's ways that people can get the help if they need it.
Absolutely. Yep. We have a social worker here, too, that can visit with the family members if needed, just to kind of give them their options for that.
Well, and if people have any questions about hospice itself, whether it's respite care or whether it's they're getting into that situation where it is a hospice situation, you know, what's the best way for them to proceed and move forward and get a hold of the Comfort House and get themselves established here?
The best way to contact us is just at the Hospice Comfort House number, and that's 641-620-5050. They can ask to talk to myself, or they can talk to any of the nurses here. And like I said, we'll just ask a few questions, determine if we have the space here for them at the time, and then we can move forward with that.
Those who want to learn more about respite care can call Hospice of Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.